The Pac-12 Conference, which counts Arizona State and the University of Arizona among its member schools, has not been especially competitive lately in the two major revenue-generating sports, football and men's basketball. The recent bowl season saw the conference get a couple of victories, but none of its schools made the four-team playoff. And not even one of its men's basketball programs is currently among the top 25 ranked teams in the nation. It's under this cloud that it was revealed the conference has moved toward hiring a well-known public relations firm and is looking for potential investors. John Canzano, sports columnist for the Oregonian in Portland, has reported extensively on the latest and is with me. John, let's start with how deep the Pac-12 struggles are and how well they're competing with some of the other influential conferences like the Big Ten and the Big 12.
I think the secret's out right now in the Pac-12. I mean, I think the country now knows that the Pac-12 is light years behind in college football. They've been left out of three of the five college football playoffs. The college football bowl teams went 1-8 last year in the bowl season. They went 3-4 this year. The three victories, however, were by a combined 4 points. So they won some close games to save face there. The college basketball programs, last year they qualified three teams for the NCAA tournament. None of them got out of the first round. I think the secret's out. I mean, I think everybody kind of dismissed all of that as, well, that's just cyclical. That's just how sports go. And I think now people are looking much closer at the real issues.
Where do some of these issues come from? Larry Scott, he has been with the conference at the helm as commissioner for, it seems like an extended period, longer than a lot of conferences would keep their guys in this sort of situation. Why isn't there more financial distribution? Why isn't it more competitive with other conferences?
I think you have to look at the wins and losses as symptoms. It's a symptom of, are you doing everything right when it comes to funding the programs, when it comes to vision, when it comes to exposure and recruiting? You know, winning and losing is a symptom of all of that instead of what should drive it. And so you have with the Pac-12, you've got, Larry Scott was the right commissioner when he was first hired a decade ago. He was a guy who negotiated their first TV deal. He got them revenue that they didn't have before. But now their need for a commissioner has shifted. And what you have in the Pac-12 is you have a conference commissioner in Larry Scott who's making double what the SEC commissioner Greg Sankey makes. He makes double what the Big Ten commissioner Jim Delaney makes. And yet he delivers an inequity of distribution to his members. In the Pac-12 conference, for example, each athletic department is getting $11 million less than the athletic departments in the SEC. Over 4 or 5 or 6 years, we're talking $44, $55, $66 million deficit.
What is up with the conference then looking into hiring a very well-known PR firm? What is that firm, first of all, and what are they potentially tasked with doing here?
They have moved in the wake of this report to do a potential public offering where they're going to offer an equity stake in the Pac-12's media company in exchange for a $500 million investment. So it's turned into Shark Tank for them. They're trying to make up that deficit that I talked about earlier, that $11 million a year, by getting an infusion of cash from private equity. The problem with that is that I feel like they've overvalued the company. They also don't want to give up any control. So I don't know who's going to give them $500 million to sit silently on the sidelines overpaid. What they've done in the wake of this report and in the wake of a lot of people nationally talking about the problems in the Pac-12, they have contracted with Fleischmann Hillard, one of the biggest PR crisis management firms in the country. They are paying them to help them with sort of a brand protection campaign, a rebranding. I think it's geared at, the conversation that's going on right now nationally. Plus, if you're going to sell equity in your company, you really need to change the narrative. And they know they've got a broken product and that they're trying to sell equity in. So, their reasons for addressing this, I think, are understandable. But at the same time, they're only in this position because they're not infusing enough cash, enough capital to their members. If they just cut their expenses, including whatever they're paying this PR firm, and invested in winning games, the rest takes care of itself.
When we think about some of the markets, some of the conferences that do incredibly well, especially with college football, we see Alabama, we see Clemson, we see the top programs are in somewhat smaller markets, even if they have amazing tradition. So if we're talking about a conference that has Seattle, that has Phoenix, that has LA, that has ostensibly San Francisco as well, is there anything in that in terms of the philosophy that goes into that? You're talking about some very big markets. Do they think they're above the fray in some way, and they're not really fighting the same way that maybe some of these other smaller places would.
You have, you know, we're better, we're superior than the rest of the country. We're forward thinking. We're on the West Coast. We you know, and I think that's rooted in why the Pac-12 thinks it can be a media company owning its own network rather than just giving up control to ESPN or CBS or and having somebody cut a check to them. I think that, some of that arrogance is definitely at play. I also think that the Pac-12 markets are different than, you know, Alabama, different than, you know, Gainesville, Florida. They're different kind of cities. And you look at the size of the stadiums in the Pac-12 markets, you know, 8 of the 12 stadiums have a capacity of 60,000 or less. You're not getting 100,000 unhinged Pac-12 fans. And so when the Pac-12 goes to the negotiating table, and a great example is DirecTV and their inability to get the Pac-12 network on DirecTV has been probably the biggest mistake of Larry Scott's tenure. I think they expected that the Pac-12 fans were going to drop their DirecTV service and go with a provider that carried the Pac-12 network. But Pac-12 fans are not as unhinged as the fans in the SEC. The Pac-12 fan goes, I can't watch my team. That's all right. I'll look for the score on Twitter.
John Canzano is a sports columnist for The Oregonian. He also has a sports talk show in Portland as well. John, thank you for the time today.
Thank you for the interest. I appreciate it.